EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt spent his first months on the job steering the agency away from climate change and back, in his words, to the basics. Part of that is a renewed focus on cleaning up contaminated sites. The former Oklahoma Attorney General is creating a top 10 list of locations that need aggressive attention. This is welcome news at Superfund sites like Oklahoma's Tar Creek. State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports.
The spot where Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma meet was once the world's largest source of lead and zinc. About half the metal the military needed in World War I was produced here, in 300 miles of caverns hollowed out below towns like Pitcher, Cardin, and Commerce. Production peaked in the 1920s and stopped by the 70s. The miners left town. Cave-ins, dangerous dust, and caustic water remain.
You can see to our right a lot of source material that's been pushed up.
Craig Creeman is assistant environmental director for the Quapaw tribe. He's watching his trucks haul off enormous hills of gravelly waste called chat that fill the horizon like moon-colored dunes.
And he's making about 18 trips. We've got 10 trucks, so let's say 180 truckloads a day. And we're averaging almost 3,000 tons a day of chat to the repository.
The chat piles are just one part of the problem. Much of the ore was buried below the water table, and when the companies left and stopped pumping the mines dry, the caverns filled up. Water carrying cadmium, lead, and other toxic metals bubbles to the surface into Tar Creek and downstream into a critical watershed. Blood tests showed elevated levels of lead in more than 40% of children in some communities. In 1983, Tar Creek became one of the first sites added to EPA's Superfund list. The law helps identify sites contaminated by dangerous substances, prevents hazards, and makes responsible parties pay for cleanup. Tar Creek is one of the oldest sites on the list. It's large and has a lot of public health risks. It's the kind of cleanup EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says is a priority.
When you look at the roughly 1,330 Superfund sites across the country, there are many that have been on those that national priority list for decades. Languishing for direction, leadership, answers.
The EPA did not respond to interview requests. In testimony before a U.S. House subcommittee in June, Pruitt was asked how he could champion Superfund and support a budget plan from President Trump that slashes the program's funding by nearly one-third.
It's more about decision-making, leadership, and management than about money presently.
To go out there and say, I'm going to clean up these sites and do a better job, but, oh, I want to cut the program by 30%. It's hard to figure out how those things work together.
That's Kate Probst, an independent consultant who has spent 20 years researching and evaluating EPA's Superfund program. Superfund was initially paid for by taxes on crude oil, chemicals, and corporations. Those taxes expired in 1995. The money now comes from Congress. Probst says funding has declined for nearly two decades during Republican and Democratic administrations.
You know, they don't have the money to clean up an average Superfund site in most states. You know, they just don't have $25 million to clean up a site.
Probst says Superfund sites would benefit from clearing bureaucratic red tape, which Pruitt pledges to do. Technical problems are stalling progress at some sites. Others are delayed by foot dragging by companies deemed responsible for contamination. Other roadblocks are unknown due to poor data about the sites and the health hazards they pose. In 2012, the EPA signed an agreement for the Quapaw to lead and manage the Tar Creek project, the first tribal-led cleanup of a federal Superfund site. Earlier this year, the agency awarded the tribe $4.8 million to clean up soil from contaminated tribal lands. Top EPA officials recently traveled to northeastern Oklahoma for a tour of the Tar Creek Superfund site. Craig Creeman with the Quapaw hopes the EPA's visit is a good sign.
We took them up top of chat pile and they could see, you know, for miles the effects Tar Creek has had on the environment.
Creeman says the project still needs tens of millions of dollars in federal money. If the EPA's budget is slashed, this Superfund site will compete with others for a smaller slice of funding. When the top 10 list comes out, Creeman hopes Tar Creek is on it. There might be value if this place is once again known as one of the country's most polluted places. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.